I guess you've been a head coach in the NFL in college. How difficult it is to get a team to focus on the task at hand, considering what you guys are facing right now?
I don't think it's that difficult. I mean, we certainly have a big game coming up here against Tampa on Monday night, and won our last ball game. We're excited about this opportunity, and I think it's a lot easier to refocus. It kind of takes your mind off of things than maybe you on the outside think it is. We'll definitely be focused on this football game.
Can you talk about, did Jonathan Martin, you're the offensive coordinator, did Martin ever come to you with issues, having problems with players, anything like that?
Yeah, you know, all that stuff in relationship to that, I'm just going to leave to Coach Philbin answer those questions, because it is under review by the National Football League, and we'll just leave it at that. He was a hard worker. He came out here every day, worked hard. He worked extremely, extremely hard, and did what I asked him to do.
My cousin was telling us you were a butler today when you were okay.
Yeah.
And he said when he had a problem in the locker room, he went to Reggie White. Do you guys have a Reggie White in the street? Is that a concern here that maybe you don't have the veteran leaders that you had in Green Bay?
Well, we definitely – I think each team is at different junctures. That was an older – team, and Reggie White stands alone as far as a leader among men in my mind. I mean, he's a very special individual. I think we do have leadership in our locker room, and I do think there are people who would who stand up in our locker room and are hurt. Well, I mean, we have to, as we did today, we practiced with different combinations of people, and we're going to put the best five people on the field come Monday night. They give us the best opportunity to win. So, you know, we have people here that maybe no one's thought could possibly do it for us, and we're hoping that in giving them an opportunity that they can do it. And what I've always found that players surprise you sometimes. It's like in the last ball game, and I told the guys that a couple guys that they had to step up. We lost Brandon Gibson, who was a heck of a football player in his own right, and I challenged Matthews to step up and be a player for us, and he's going to have to make a play. And in that two-minute drive at the end, he stepped up and made plays. And across the board, Nate Gardner had to come in and play left guard for us. And so the guys respond to those challenges. And I anticipate that they'll respond to this one.
How would you assess Nate Garner's ability as a guard?
I thought he played well against the Bengals. They have a very tenacious front, obviously. You know, Nate is just a very adaptable player. I mean, you put him in, he's very malleable. You put him into center, guard, tackle, he kind of sorts it out. And, you know, he's playing – you know, Brian hadn't been here very long, so he's playing besides Brian McKinney. And the two of them really played very well together, a matter of fact. So, you know, I have confidence that Nate will do a good job.
You've had your two best running performances the last two games. When suddenly started clicking?
Well, I think it's, I'll be honest with you, I think it's the emergence, the emergence of Michael Agnew he'd been a tight end for us, and you know, and as I said before, I mean, he's a long, lean, linear guy, and you know, he's not your typical looking fullback. And when we first had him at fullback, he was kind of all over the place, and we kind of sorted that out, and I gotta give Dan Campbell credit and Jeff Nixon credit for really getting him running more in straight lines and not weaving all over the place, and himself credit. He really has done a nice job for us. So I'm real proud of him. He's come a long way from a year ago where, you know, we were trying to find a spot for him, and he's very tough. He's very physical. And I thought he really had his best game. I thought he played well against the Patriots, but I thought last week was his best game for us. I think for him, probably less of a problem than it will be for someone else from the outside. We did take that into consideration, that he does have a history with us, and he's a great guy, and a quick study, and so we felt very confident that he could come in here and pick things up. And, you know, in this league, as you know, within a fraction of a second, a three becomes a four, becomes a three becomes a two becomes a one. So it's an important position for us. You know, I think the opportunities he gets, you know, we started the season, and I think he's making the most out of his opportunities right now, and I'm excited to see that. And I'm sure as we continue to go, if he keeps using those opportunities the way he's used them here recently, other than putting the ball in the ground, which we have to clean that up a little bit. He had a great run, and I thought he played very well in the last two ball games. But, yes, I think that's a strong possibility that he could.